everyone. Ken's here with Wild Child, and welcome back to my podcast. So I know I haven't had a podcast episode in a few weeks here. They've been adjusting my meds again. We love recovering from a TBI. And so I've kind of just been like in a weird, unmotivated mood. So I haven't really had a podcast episode, but we're coming back nice and strong today with a topic that some of you might find a bit sensitive. We're going to talk about love and relationships and the lessons horses have to teach us about that. So to begin, both horses and humans feel emotions, right? Some people in the past have talked about how horses cannot feel emotions, but if horses couldn't feel emotions, then why are they going to show stress signals? Why are they going to show anxiousness or frustration or fear, right? The other thing to think of, you know, when you're weaning a horse, you know, you're going to hear them calling to their mother in a panic state over and over and over. Right? A horse who gets into an accident, you're going to see them be afraid and terrified. So horses are capable of feeling emotions no matter who you are, no matter what you try to say. Okay, it's too obvious, and the science is there to prove that there is emotions when it comes to horses. And obviously, humans have emotions as well. The biggest thing to keep in mind, though, is that emotions, they are not really controllable, right? We can't not be sad when our brain tells us we need to be sad. We can't not be angry when our brain tells us to be angry. But the biggest difference is that you can change your mind mindset, and that might affect your emotions. I've had podcast episodes about this. I've made social media posts about this before. I've also written about it in my book, Find Your Fight. So definitely go and check that out as well. Continuing on to love. So a lot of people kind of have this mindset that love is forever, right? That when you fall in love with somebody, it's like love at first sight, it's perfect, it's wonderful, and it'll always be perfect, right? And I feel like a lot of this comes from the media, right? The media gives us all of these movies and TV shows and just all of these depictions of love where once you fall in love with somebody, you're in love forever. And horses have a lesson to teach us about this that I don't think a lot of people realize, is that love is an emotion, okay? And all emotions come and go, and love is going to come and go as well. Now, it doesn't mean that feeling, that emotion of love is never going to come back once it leaves. It just means that for a moment, that emotion of love is gone, right? Because it does. It comes and goes just like any other emotion. So horses are capable of feeling love just like they can feel any other emotion, right? So let's take a baby, for example. This baby looks at its mother with adoration. It loves its mother. It gets afraid when it's away from its mother. It loves its mother, right? Well, then weaning day comes along, and now it's separated from its mother. And you can see it heartbroken, calling and screaming to its mother, terrified, afraid, anxious, because it's never been without its mother, right? And so right there, you can see this horse go from love to fear, because what it loved, its mother, is no longer in the picture, right? And so we need to start applying that to like our lives, right? So another thing to think of, or another example, with my dog. Okay, I have this beautiful little puppy. She was completely unintentional. And once upon a time, I left $1,500 in cash in my fridge. And I left it in my fridge just to keep it away from her. Well, she decided she was going to tear apart my fucking fridge to get the food inside of it, and also chewed up $1,500 worth of cash as well. And I was only able to salvage $1,100. Now, don't get me wrong, I love my dogs. In that moment, though, I did not love her. In that moment, I could have fucking skinned her alive. I've had these moments with my horses as well. Like, for example, Delilah, she loves to break fences. She'll stick her head through them and just push. And something I've been dealing with for the past 6-7 years, I've had this fucking horse. And there have been times where, because of that, and because she used to struggle with aggression, she's a lot better now. She got us kicked out of many, many places and many, many barns because she was just a really complicated horse. And in those moments, I can guarantee I didn't fucking love her. I didn't like hate her. I mean, I was very angry. I was very frustrated. But that emotion of love was not there at that moment in time. I think the way of looking at it, though, is not that I don't love them, but that in that moment, I don't feel that emotion of love, but I know that that emotion is going to come back, right? Because I know that I will love my horses unconditionally until the day I die. There's going to be moments where I don't feel that emotion towards them, but I know that emotion will come back. And that is something that we have to keep in mind when we're in relationships, right? You might be in a relationship with somebody and they do something that pisses you the fuck off. Maybe they leave the toilet seat up all the time, right? You fucking fall in for the 10th time that week and you're just done. In that moment, you don't feel love. Now, is that something to go and get a divorce over? No. But at the same time, that emotion of love is not there, right? Taking this onto the greater scale of things, there are so many situations out there where I've seen in relationships where at some point it just feels like you and your significant other have fallen out of love, right? It seems like neither of you are trying in your relationship as hard. Neither of you are working very hard to continue pursuing this relationship. But just like both of you aren't interested anymore. Okay, this could be because you guys are going through moments of depression, a lack of motivation, just a lot going on in life. It doesn't mean that you guys don't love each other. It doesn't mean that you guys hate each other. It just means in that moment, it feels like you guys don't love each other because that emotion of love isn't there. And a lot of people might feel like, oh, well, do you even love me? Do you even care? And they might even feel the need to break off the relationship that they're in. Just because that emotion of love is not current, it's not present, it's not as prominent as it once was. Now, this can go one of two ways. First off, y'all could break off the relationship and go and find another fucking person that you're happier with, right? That could happen. Or you guys could continue to work for it, right? Work for that relationship because you're always going to love that person. A part of you is always going to be like, oh, well, I hope Johnny's doing okay. Or I hope Jessica's still doing okay. You've still got that love and that care and that worry for them. But in that moment, that love isn't a very prominent feeling, right? It's not like you look at this person like, oh my God, I love you. I'd move mountains for you. You're looking at this person and you're like, hi, Jessica. You know, that's all you see, right? So love isn't always going to be the most prominent emotion in a relationship, but that doesn't mean that love still isn't there, that you don't care about each other anymore. It just means that for that moment, you do not feel love for each other. The thing when it comes to relationships is that it takes two to tango, okay? You both have to work for this relationship when love isn't a prominent emotion, okay? You both have to work for it, okay? If one person is doing all of the work, you know, taking care of all the finances, carrying all the emotional baggage and all of this, then the relationship is going to fall and it's going to suffer because it's only one-sided, right? Relationships are two-sided, whether that's a friendship or a romantic relationship, both of you have to be putting in the effort. Both of you have to be working to make this relationship work. And even in those moments where you don't feel love, where that emotion just isn't present, you still have to work for each other. And I think one of the biggest issues in today's world and society is that people don't work, right? We don't see people working in our fucking daily life outside. We don't fucking see people working for relationships. We don't see people working for anything these days. It's like this whole world has gotten lazy and it's kind of damaged. Like, don't get me wrong, it's always been damaged in some way, shape, or form, but this world is going towards a fucking collapse and everybody can see it, right? But people don't work. And so when it comes to relationships, you don't work for it. You know, like, oh, well, I don't feel love, let's break it off. And, you know, maybe the other person still felt love for you in that moment and now they're heartbroken, right? Or, you know, we see something, we see an issue, and we just let it go by, right? So a common thing as well that shouldn't be common is cheating. We've all come across cheaters. I've broken up with my ex because he was a cheater. All of these things are things to consider as well, that when it comes to cheating, you know, this might be a little bit bigger than just leaving the toilet seat up or whatever, but it's something you can still work on and work through. Once upon a time, divorce was not welcomed. It was not recognized. And now, the second anything goes wrong, it seems like everybody runs towards a divorce, and I really don't think that's okay. Now, there are some situations where a divorce is necessary. Like, let's say your spouse is abusive, or your partner's abusive, or you guys are just really not right for each other. Sometimes a divorce is necessary, but I feel like it's important to exhaust every option before resulting to something like breaking off the relationship. And with today, like I mentioned, with the media sharing all of these perfect, wonderful love stories, we also have a different person everywhere we go. You know, you can look online and see a chick who's got nice tits. You can see a guy who's got nice abs. Like, you can look online and have access to hundreds and hundreds and thousands of fucking different people that have these, you know, that you're attracted to, right? And so with that, you know, why would you stay with somebody that you don't feel like you love each other anymore when you can go to somebody else and try someone else, you know what I mean? And again, that's where love comes and goes. You know, just because you don't feel love doesn't mean you should go cheat on somebody else or be like, oh, you know, I see this beautiful person online, let's get some pictures from them. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where, you know, the media gives us such a wide access to all kinds of things. And sometimes a lot of these things are false, you know. They make love seem like it's, you know, it will always be there, it will always be present. But love comes and goes because it is an emotion. Another big factor to grasp is self-love, right? So, you know, maybe you are falling out of love with your partner because you're falling out of love with yourself, right? You're not confident in who you are. You don't like your body or your attitude or whatever. And so because you don't love yourself, you start to develop this mindset of, does my partner not love me too? Or how can my partner love me when I can't even love myself? And this is a really powerful thing to consider as well, is just self-love. You know, if you don't love yourself, it's really hard to accept love from others. And this all just starts from recognizing things that you like or dislike and either choosing to change them or to accept them. Like one big thing, attitude. You know, if you don't like your attitude, if you think you just got a really shitty attitude and you're treating people like shit, then please, please, please change. You know, try and change your attitude, work to change. If you've suffered a lot of trauma throughout your life and you don't like the person that's made you, start healing. You know, it's really hard and it's an everyday fucking process, but start healing. Now some other things that you might or might not change is like your body. Okay. You may look at your body and be like, you know, I'm a little overweight. I might want to lose some weight, you know, so you start going to the gym. Now keep in mind when it comes to like your body, maybe you've got like body dysmorphia. So you're like the size of a toothpick, but you still think you need to lose more weight. That's not necessarily the case, right? But it's okay to look at yourself and be like, you know, I want to change my hair, or I want to start going to the gym more to get, you know, a six pack or whatever you want to do, right? You can look at your life, look at the things that you don't like or you don't love about yourself, and you can either change them or learn to accept them. Does that make sense? And so you also have to be able to love yourself and appreciate who you are and accept yourself for who you are in order to feel like you can accept love from others. Because if you don't love yourself, you may struggle to accept that love, even though people do love you. And so that can be another really big issue that you run into when it comes to relationships and friendships and stuff, is that you may feel like you don't deserve love, like you are not capable of being loved by another, and then your relationship falls because of it. But again, it's just all a process of recognizing like, hey, right now, I don't love myself. I don't like how I look. I don't love my attitude. I don't love what I do for work. You know, you can look at yourself and be like, I don't love myself. Well, what can you do to make yourself love yourself a bit more? You know, is that going to be looking at them in the mirror every morning and being like, you're doing awesome, Kenzie, I love you. Or is this going to be like writing yourself little notes throughout the day, like, I love you, you're doing awesome. One thing I like to do at work, I'm a manager and I constantly try and tell my employees that they're loved, that they're doing a great job, because sometimes they don't hear that, right? Or they struggle to love themselves. And so hearing that simple thing day after day is going to reiterate it in their mind that they are loved, they are capable of being loved, and that they are doing a wonderful job, because life is fucking hard. The biggest thing that I want you guys to take away from this podcast episode is that, as mentioned, love comes and goes, but it doesn't mean it's going to be gone forever, right? So think of sadness. You know, one day we might be sad, one day we might be happy. We might be sad for months at a time. It doesn't mean we're going to be sad forever, because eventually we will feel happy again. It's the exact same thing with love, okay? You might love your partner unconditionally, and then one day you just feel like that love isn't there, okay? You just feel like it's not there anymore. It doesn't mean you're always going to feel like that, okay? Maybe you need to make some changes. Maybe you're depressed and need to get on medication, or maybe you and your partner need a better line of communication. You know, maybe you have to take a step back and change some things to help bring that emotion of love back. But just because you don't feel that love doesn't mean it's not there or that it will always be gone. Okay, it can come back. It has the ability to come back. And when you're in a relationship, before you take a drastic measure such as ending the relationship or getting a divorce or whatever the hell you want to call it, make sure you've exhausted every option. You've gotten better communication. You've explained like, hey, dude, I really don't feel loved right now, and figure out ways that you can feel loved, you know. But it's just important to remember that love is an emotion and it's not always going to be there. There are going to be times that it leaves, but it will come back too. You just have to work for it and you got to fight for it. And again, you have to learn to love yourself. Like, it's going to be really hard for you to accept love from others and feel like you're worthy of being loved if you do not love yourself. And again, when you have endured trauma or even just, you know, you've lived a good life, it can be really hard to love yourself for who you are. Especially because, again, we have social media. You can look online and be like, oh, well, that girl's prettier than me, or that guy's more fit than me, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, right? There's so much at our fingertips that we can discover. And compare ourselves to. And so to start loving ourselves a bit more, we need to be like, hey, you know, I see this person, but I'm beautiful in my own way. You know what I mean? And so we have to learn to love ourselves so that we can accept love from others and understand that there's going to be times where love exists and where love doesn't. Just remember, love is not how the media portrays it. You don't just look at someone and be like, oh my God, I'm going to get married to you. You start hanging out, you get into a relationship, you never have any arguments, you never have any issues, and then you go on and get married and live the rest of your fucking lives happily ever after. It doesn't work that way. I mean, I'm sure we all wish it did, but it doesn't work that way. And the sooner we start accepting that and realizing that relationships and love and loving yourself, that it takes work, life is going to start opening up into an entirely different world once we start recognizing that it's not a fairy tale. We don't have a happily ever after, and that love is something you got to work for, to not just receive it, but to feel it and to show it to others. So I hope this episode didn't go around and around too much, but I really hope you guys liked it and kind of got an idea for how horses can teach us about love and that it truly is an emotion. So if you haven't already, please check us out on Facebook, Instagram, leave a comment on our podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please reach out. I really do just want to help you guys and teach you guys, whether that's teaching you about horses and the industry or just love and like self-care and teaching you about yourself as well. I'm here to help, so please leave any questions, comments, or concerns you may have. Stay strong, stay true, stay wild, and we'll see y'all next week.